U.S. Meat Export Federation members recently had an opportunity to learn about the long history of U.S. beef in South Korea. In this USMEF report, Senior Vice President Joel Haggard explains that in the beginning, there was great pushback from Korea's domestic beef industry.
In 1988, the discussions got going, resulting in a beef agreement in 1990 that Korea would liberalize its market by the end of 2000, but it was very difficult at this time. We had no opportunity to really reach to the consumer and tell them the story of our product. So there was tension throughout all the 90s. Imagine a room like this where we're trying to give a seminar, and there's a guy in the back of the room standing up shouting at the top of his lungs with a banner, "Down with U.S. beef, down with American beef." So it was a very trying circumstance, but we felt we should just persevere.
The U.S. had made great strides and become Korea's largest beef supplier before suffering a huge setback with the 2003 BSE case. It's been a long road back, but USMEF Korea Director Ji-hae Yang explains that the industry is finally able to focus less on the safety of U.S. beef and more on the enjoyment of the product.
The battlefield is moving from safety to quality. Now we are talking about the brand. We talk about home shopping, a lot of recipes. We talk about something fun. So now the paradigm has changed. Something negative or safety related to promotional story. We'll continue to grow in the market, and I want to take a moment to appreciate for producers and the U.S. government to make this happen, and I really appreciate that we are back in the market and now we can talk about the quality.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.